Blackstone Audio presents The Rise and Fall of Nations, Forces of Change in the Post-Crisis World by Ruchir Sharma. This book is read by William Hughes. Prologue. Into the Wild. For each of the past 25 years, I have gone on a safari, either to India or Africa. On one trip to Africa, I heard the story of a king who sends his son out to learn the rhythms of the jungle. On his first outing, against the din of buzzing insects and singing birds, the young prince can make out only the roar of the lions and the trumpet of the elephants. The boy returns again and again and begins to pick up less obvious sounds, until he can hear the rustle of a snake and the beat of a butterfly's wings. The king tells him to keep going back until he can sense the danger in the stillness and the hope in the sunrise. To be fit to rule, the prince must be able to hear that which does not make a sound. The rhythms of the jungle are far removed from those of New York, where I live. But this old African tale is quite relevant to a world reshaped by the global crisis of 2008. The crisis turned the world on its head, disrupting trade and money flows, unleashing political revolts, slowing the global economy, and making it more difficult to discern which nations would thrive and which would fail in such a transformed landscape. This book is about how to filter out the hype and noise and pick out the clearest signals that foretell the coming rise or fall of nations. It's an attempt to recreate the education of the prince for anyone interested in the global economy.